Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2020 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that? Kevin Pollak, is that? Yes, when I was 4 and a half, I did poop my pants during kindergarten orientation tour. Thanks for asking, but I digress. It's Peter Alchemy, shall we? No particular order. Say hello to James Heaney, June Bride, Jim. I don't think we've heard how you proposed to your bride.
Oh my gosh, it was wonderful. I've got it on video. It was in Sedona, Arizona on West Fork Trail. We hiked down. It was the first time I ever saw it snowing in Arizona. And at the end, there's water that's going on. It's really funny because it like goes to this peak and there's water and we're on a rock and there's an old couple there. And I handed her, I talked to them separately before so that Aaron couldn't hear it. And I asked the wife of this old couple, I said, could you make a video of this? And I then out loud was like, could you take a picture of my wife and I? So we get posing on this rock with water beside us. And I pull the ring out and she's holding it and her husband next to her being like, no, you hit record, you gotta take a picture. And she's like, shh.
Oh no.
And she did take the video. It turned out good, but the very beginning of it is the husband of this woman like being like, no, you're recording it, they want a picture.
And you're happy, like, to post that. You're happy to post that video on for our Patreon VIPs, I take it.
Yes? Yeah, absolutely. I'll plug it in there. But yeah, I almost dropped the ring in the water too. It was wonderful. It was so close.
I knew you were the one to ask. Look out, it's Craig Kukowski. Kakao, what was one of your favorite childhood books and why?
My favorite childhood book, I actually was just in the house that I grew up in, which is creepy because my parents have pretty much preserved my bedroom as I left it in 1991.
Sure.
But they asked me to go through my old books, which I told them years ago to throw away. They've been trying to just throw away everything. But my favorite book is actually the Dolier's Book of Greek Myths, which I learned a lot about Greek mythology, and the illustrations are beautiful, and it's still on the market. You can find it now. They also did other books on Norse mythology. But if you're looking to bone up on your Greeks, the Dolier's Book of Greek Myths.
And do you remember who turned you on to that book or was suggested in a class?
An older male figure.
Enough said. None of my business. None of my business. Yeah, super cool. Thanks for sharing. Thank you. We'll be in touch. Caroline Cotter's here. Yule time Cotter log, third worst Christmas, please. Yeah, so throw that one out. That's number one.
I guess the third worst for me is that one time my mom forgot to bring like my brother's presents down. You know what I mean? Like Santa or whatever. So as we were opening it up, he like didn't have anything. But for me, it was fine. So that was my third worst.
Right. Exactly.
You know?
Thank you for that. Hey, look at that. It's Chris Alvarado. Puppy Pappy, what are you watching other than Below Deck?
I'm a part of a movie club that meets weekly to discuss movies. So,
all right,
one movie a week.
We started that. You know, it's always amazing to someone what movies you haven't seen yet, right? So Jamie is just catching up on movies that no one can believe she hasn't seen, but to experience them first time, you know, big like Shawshank Redemption, and you know. It's really kind of extraordinary. So are you discovering anything that...
Yes, because I haven't seen a lot of movies because, frankly, I had a rocky childhood growing up. Not a lot of just hanging out going to the movies. It was more like, fending for myself. So everyone's always shocked. And by the way, I'm over that thing where they go, you haven't seen this? It's like, no, bitch. I was breaking into homes with my mother. Anyway. Anyway, this week's episode is...
So you watch Shawshank Redemption.
That's right. I live Shawshank Redemption, dog.
Check out Home Alone. It's good, too.
And last, but take the cans out if you think him least, it's Joey Greer. Danny... Your question today was provided by friend of the show, Jamie Fox, who asked, what kind of pickles do you prefer on your Cubana?
Oh, okay. Yeah. So traditionally, you're going to want, you know, the circles.
Yeah.
Right? And then you want those with pickle the ridges chips on there. Uh-huh. Yeah, but they're I like the when they're more like sweet pickles.
Oh.
Then they are salty.
You like a sweet zip on your cucumber.
Because like everything else in there is just like it's all sodium. So you know with the ham and all the other shit on there, it's just like and even like
you
the
gotta cut it.
Got salt. Gotta cut it.
You gotta cut it. That's all right, let's do a damn show. Thank you for sharing. I'm sure you're done talking. Almost all of our scene suggestions are gathered from listener emails or from our patron VIPs. To become a patron supporter of the show, simply and also have access to exclusive content and other perks, head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at your name here at alchemythis.com. That's your name here.
And I'll be this guy.
Scene number one comes from patron VIP David W., who wrote, "Thanks for brightening up this dismal and totally implausible timeline. I don't know how you do what you do, but keep on doing it." Here, a scene suggestion. Superman has a second secret identity.
Ding dong.
Hey, hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Too many doors.
Sorry. Hello? Do you want to get the door?
No, did you need into the apartment?
Apartment 2, apartment 3, apartment 4.
I am calling.
We're all just hi. Always at the ready with our little buzzers. We're always.
Jim, don't tell them about our information.
This is okay. Sean Mercer. I'm the landlord.
Oh, shit. I got to go.
Shit.
Is that on fire? What is it?
Is there something on fire?
Ding dong. Ding dong.
Well, I know they're in there.
Ding dong.
People have already answered me when I.
No, don't answer the door. Get back from the door. You shut up. No, you shut up.
Gentlemen,
he's going to hear us.
Gentlemen, I'm just serving a notice here. You have not been paying rent, and this area is, it's going to be demolished. So I'm giving you right now.
I think if none of us ever take the paper and read it, they can't legally do anything.
Yes, we can. So what's going to happen?
I think he can hear us.
Can he hear us?
We're whispering.
So look.
Does he have super hearing?
This is what's going on, okay? You have 100 days to figure this out. Wait a minute.
What if he's a superhero who has super hearing?
What?
All right, who's... Y'all seen that movie with Jamie Foxx on Netflix with the pill that turns you into superpowers? You see that? Where it gives you that? Who's seen that? Anyone seen that? Anyway,
I know the one where Bradley Cooper unlocks like the rest of his brain.
I saw
is that the same one?
As a matter of fact, so that one's called Limitless, and it's based
Limitless.
On a pill.
Is that what he's talking about?
And
Limitless,
so and that's,
no,
and that's based not, on a pill called modafinil, and I ordered modafinil illegally from India recently. It doesn't work that
it.
Way though.
Well, it's not. Well, that's not a real thing.
Yeah, but maybe because I got a package of modafinil when I ordered vitamins, so maybe you got my vitamins. Because I have
you're
been
gonna whisper
unlocked.
To him, just open the door.
Well, look, I have door. There's a manila folder. I'm sliding underneath here, and inside there are four pills, each one holding a superpower of unknown quality. So anyway, I had to.
Great Caesar's ghost, Kent. Where have you been? The biggest story of all day broke, and I've been looking for you all around the office, and you weren't there.
Sorry about that, JJ. I was, let's say, out.
You were out. That's... First of all, I'm Perry White, by the way.
I don't know who this
JJ is.
I thought you were cool with me calling you JJ.
No, Perry. I don't... No.
Perry... Perry, it's me, Lois Lane.
Yes, I know Lois. You've worked in this office for years.
I'd say too many.
$600,000 and a passport to go to Paris for a story.
Okay, you're on the local beat, Lois.
I know,
no
but
way.
The story goes all the way to Paris.
Okay, pitch me. What's the story?
The story is me going to Paris, having the time of my life. I need $700,000
and
a passport.
We're not
to
doing
Paris.
That, Lois. Hey, Kent, you got a little smudge on your glasses there. You want me to clean them off for you?
No. Well, thanks. I got these
glass wipers. They're great.
I got a special cleanse that I like to do with the. Listen, I think the JJ thing might have come up because I've been talking to another newspaper, and the guy over there, his name is JJ. And I guess what I'm trying to say is I might
a bugle?
Be. It's the Bugle.
So you're leaving Metropolis and going to New York?
Yeah, just for a little bit. You know, I want to sort of broaden my horizons, Perry. And you've been good to me. I appreciate it. But
listen, Lois, I'm not giving you any more meth until you can pay your past due bill.
Don't worry, I can do it. Look, I just need 600 pounds of meth and a train ticket all the way to New Hampshire.
Are you naked underneath that trench coat?
I'm naked underneath all my clothes, of course. Who isn't?
Look, I never do this because I'm a drug dealer, but...
Are you okay? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Holy shit. Holy shit. Shark. Shark. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Superman. Superman. I'm in trouble. Superman. Superman. I'm in trouble.
All right, Superman, Mr. Kent. Superman. All right, Mr. Kent. This is going to be your table over here. Now, I'm sure that's probably not what you're used to, but we got smaller spaces here in New York City.
Everything is a little cramped, I've noticed. You're not wrong.
Oh, well, I mean, it probably costs more money per square foot to have this building here in New York than it does for that rinky-dink little place in Metropolis, anyhow. So, okay.
Who's the new guy here?
All right, calm down.
Oh, who's this guy here? Now look at this piece of shit, huh?
This is Peter. This is Peter.
Peter. Peter, nice to meet you.
My name is Clark.
My name is Peter Giambiani, all right? And I'm going to tell you something right fucking.
All right?
Yeah, yeah.
You see that guy over there? That's Peter Parker. He's another Jamoke, all right? But I'm Peter Giambiani. And around this fucking bullpen, I run this show. I'm going to punch you in the fucking stomach right now.
Go ahead. You all right? You want to take a knee?
Oh, my God. My arm bone is poking out of my fucking elbow.
You do a lot of sit-ups.
Clark. Look, you just broke Peter Giambaloni's wrist.
I do a lot of sit-ups. It's not that hard, really. I can teach you whenever you'd like.
Wow. Well, you're going to be probably the new go-to guy. He's always been, you know, pretty much the boss around this place other than me.
Look, I need help storing Shark's body. Okay, I just need a place to store it. Okay, Perry?
Jesus, Lois, this is the third time this month, okay? Look, if you weren't such a good lady reporter, this would be the last straw. The office has just gone to shit since Kent left.
The whole city's all fucked up.
And it also feels like Superman's not been around to help with all this crime.
Tell me about it. It's like he doesn't want to return my calls. You know, we dated.
You and Superman?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. God.
What was he like in bed?
Got the fucking nut sweats right now.
Don't evade my question, Lois.
All right, bad guys. It seems like Superman has left the city. You know what that means?
Chaos.
Yeah, we're going to do bad stuff.
Bad stuff? Bad stuff. That's right. All right. So what do you say on the count of three? We just run amok in this city and go ape shit, huh? All right. Yeah. Hey, have fun out there. Have fun. Hey, don't forget to have a little fun.
Bobby, can I ask a real quick question?
Yes.
Yeah. Some of me and the other fuck-em-ups were talking, and we was thinking about maybe unionizing. Wanted to get your take on that.
Yeah.
Solomon Grundy want dental benefits.
All right. Oh, I can't help but take this a little personal.
Well, we believe in your leadership. That's why I'm coming to you with the whole thing instead of, an uprising.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. All right. What do you say we go do a quick spree around the city and I'll think about it. I'll think about it.
Ah, that's all we asked, boss.
Solomon Grundy need orthodontia.
All right, one, two, three, go get him!
Solomon Grundy, go get him!
Give me all your money. Hey, give me this.
My money?
Yeah, your money.
Oh, my teeth hurt. Oh, my teeth hurt.
All right, I don't know your dental history. From what I'm seeing here, I have...
Solomon Grundy, no go to dentist in years.
I can tell. The gum recession is disgusting.
Solomon Grundy floss. Solomon Grundy floss.
Sure, sure. Well, it looks like you're flossing with barbed wire. Is that correct?
Solomon Grundy floss with barbed wire.
Okay, that's the problem. That's the problem right there. I mean, I look, you're uninsured, and this is going to cost you
Solomon Grundy between. Insured.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
Bad the guy insurance. Union. Bad guy union.
Can I see the card?
Well, Solomon Grundy have card in other pants.
Oh, Mr. Grundy, can you please come back with the card so I can run this insurance? I mean,
Solomon Grundy, you need braces now.
I know you need braces now, but this is out of pocket. This is going to cost you $60,000.
Oh my god,
that's bad.
Yeah, it is bad. Okay, and I'm not taking money you stole off some people. Okay,
healthcare fucked up in Metropolis.
Yes, it is, Mr. Grundy. Okay, and that's no one to blame but the voters. Okay,
so hold it right there, Dr. Stinkpants. I see what you're up to.
Oh shit,
Superman! We can't stand by for this. Hey, citizen, I understand you need some braces.
Superman.
I'm here to help. How about it, Doc? Put some wires on this fucker's face.
Are you threatening me, Superman?
Kinda.
This is weird because we're enemies.
Yeah, this is
normally,
all weird.
But
like
you're,
this, what the fuck
this
is
feels
going
good.
On?
You're on my side.
You're trying to rip off this citizen, Doc.
Hey, where were you? You were gone forever. You were gone forever. Now you just come back here to get some shoes, huh? You just pick up some fucking running sneakers?
Yeah, well, I like to run.
Wait, before you go. Come on, maybe you can just give me
Lois,
some money.
Lois, we talked about this before. I'd rather not.
Come on. Why are you doing this to me? I fucking love
well,
you.
Well, I mean, I enjoy it. Believe me, I do. I just have to stop myself from that need.
What's the need? Huh? Loving me?
Hey, Lois, I was just in the bedroom, but no. I kind of hear you guys out here doing your thing, so maybe I'll just excuse myself.
No, stick around. No. I won't be
stick
long.
Stick around.
Me?
This is Superman. Superman. Jonathan. Superman.
I'm sorry. I can't. I know you told me your ex was hot, sir. She described your body in detail, but I don't think I can compete against Superman.
Don't be so tough on yourself.
I'm going to go.
No, Jonathan, don't go.
I'll leave you guys to it.
I was just Jonathan. Going. You stay.
No, I'll
Jonathan.
Go.
Superman.
I'll go. You stay.
Superman, kill him. Kill him, Superman.
What man. The fuck? No. Just let me go. I'm a mailman.
Superman, kill him.
I'm a mailman. Don't kill me.
Kill him, Superman. Kill him and never leave me.
That's not how this works, Lois. We've been over it before.
All right,
Jonathan, I'm
out.
Sorry for your trouble. I'll be going now out this window here. Oh, fuck.
What the fuck?
My back.
That guy fell on me.
Sorry. Sorry, dude.
Holy shit!
Oh,
holy shit!
Kill me!
Can
kill
you call 911 for both that of us? That guy's entire spine and intestine okay. shot at his ass! Holy
I'm
shit!
I'm calling 911! I'm calling 911! Beep, beep, beep! Hello? Wow,
hi, this is 911.
Hi.
What is your emergency? Is this Janice?
No.
Who is this? Who is this?
This is Bannis.
All right, well, this better be a real emergency.
Yeah, I did call with the thing. There was a guy, but it looks like he's fully dead now. So I'm going to need you to connect me to someone who's going to be able to run their smooth little slippery fingers around my nasty little feet.
Janice, Cliff got fired, okay? He can't Good. Be here anymore.
Okay, so how are your hands? You got soft hands? Probably do from sitting behind the phone all day. You don't have working hands.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It sounds like somebody still needs help.
No, I can't do anything.
Where are
you looking? I can't do anything for them now. I'm on.
Where are you?
I'm on.
We're on Harper and 33rd.
I don't know. It's not clear. I can't tell where I am.
All right, bad guys. So,
okay.
Here's some information. Superman is back.
What?
But
yeah. Okay.
But he seems to be helping us out. Isn't that right? Balbazar or whatever your name is.
Solomon Grundy.
Solomon Grundy.
I am Solomon Grundy's dentist.
Are your braces? Sorry.
Yeah, wait, did they wire your jaw shut? Usually with braces, you can still talk.
Well,
yeah, but
I'm a really bad case.
Yeah, it was a big deal. Look, I got I got harassed, and then I was forced to put those braces into Solomon's mouth by Superman. And Solomon just told me, hey, come down here.
You want us to get them for you?
Well, I mean, sure, but I really wanted to come here and say that the insurance that Solomon said he had, it's not going through.
No, it's going through. It's going through. It's just he hasn't received his card yet.
Yeah,
he hasn't
received his card yet. I mean, I'm just...
I run the Google calendars. I'm calendar man. You could just expect some of these things to come through at the first of the next month, okay? The card will be arriving then. And I need everybody here... Now that we're bringing it up, to fill out the Google Docs so that we can
win it. Yeah, we'll do it later.
I mean, this is a union.
Excuse me, dentist. What did Superman look like? Was he in a secret identity, a second secret identity, or just himself in a cape?
Just himself in a cape.
But he acts weird, right?
This guy seems a little thirsty. I don't know. Is he normally like this, or what's his deal?
All the time, all the freaking time. Yeah. He's so annoying.
Yeah, if service doesn't come through, I'm fucked.
It's coming through.
I think I have an impacted wisdom tooth coming in the back. Can you just take a look at it while you're here?
Sure. I normally don't just do free consultation.
Do it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you do. It looks like...
Get your fingers out of there.
I'm checking the molar for God's sake.
Get your fingers out of there.
Okay, consent. Fine. What are you talking about? She asked for me to do it. What the hell?
I didn't know you were going to put your fingers in my mouth.
Exactly. Regardless. Okay, look.
Let's play back the tape where she said, take a look.
All right. Well, look, this is my medical advice. Looks like there's a small alien burrowing in your tooth. All right? And it looks like they're sending up some kind of... Look.
I was asking you about an impacted wisdom tooth. You said there's a little alien there burrowing into my gums?
Yes. Okay. Now, look. If it's out of pocket, it's going to cost you somewhere between $40,000
to $80,000. Oh, my God. Holy shit.
Jesus Christ.
All right, Dr. Horrible News. Who the hell said you could come down to the bad guy's lair with this crap anyways? You came down here for a collection?
Look, if you have insurance, it shouldn't cost a thing.
Oh. Well, we do have insurance. You just have to wait till next month.
My question is,
well, if you guys paid attention to the calendars, it doesn't come into effect until then. So,
Solomon, I swear to God,
won't be covered, and you'll have to wait for the first in order to get that alien removed.
I say we get rid of Google Man and replace him with Bing Man.
He's calendar man.
Yeah, there's no Google man. I don't think anyone said Google man.
Google man is not a thing.
You had a question?
Yeah, I was going to say, what makes the projected cost double? You said $40,000 to $80,000. So how come the minimum then the max is double the base projection?
Well, I mean, I am giving you the ballpark of what is the best and worst case scenario. Best case scenario, $40,000. Worst case scenario, $95,000.
But that just got even higher. It just got higher by $15,000.
Yeah, well, you keep asking all these fucking questions. What do you think is going to happen, huh?
Hey!
Hey, doctor, what's your name anyways? A period Shyster?
Yeah, that's A correct. Period yes. Shyster. Good. Good one. This right? guy's A period Shyster over here.
But he was right. That is his name. It was a good
turns
guess.
Out. Shit. How about it? What do you say, Google man?
Perry.
Jesus, Lois, what is it now?
I need $6.2 million and a passport to Belarus, and then I need a train ticket all the way underground.
A passport is a passport. There's no specific passports for different... If you have a U.S. passport, it should be good for Belarus, all right?
Perry, you don't understand. I have to have this story. It's breaking news.
Okay, what is it? Pitch me on it. What's going on in Belarus?
I'm going to go to Belarus and have the time of my life.
Not in Belarus. you should have stuck with Paris.
Hey, my name's Chuck, and I'm an addict.
Hi, Chuck.
Hey, Chuck.
Hello, Chuck.
tough couple months, if I'm being honest. But just keep on coming back. That's what we say here, right?
Yep.
30 seconds.
I'm having a tough time. You know, it's like
15 seconds.
Well, I'm gathering my thoughts here. It's important that I share here.
Solomon Grundy relapse too.
Yeah.
This is my time.
That's scene one, everybody.
Scene two comes to us from Bex. We remember Bex, who wrote, "Bex here. You guys always exceed my expectations, but these past 2 months, all of you have been absolutely killing it, and I love it. I laughed so hard I was crying with James's paranormal hunter character. My scene, in fact, is to broaden his customer base. The paranormal hunter goes to cryptozoology school so he can officially be qualified to hunt Bigfoot and other cryptozoology creatures. Rebecca, P.S., I swear once I'm making the big bucks as an attorney, I'll become a patron subscriber. Until then, aww, I hope a 5-star review suffices."
Ooh, thank you.
It certainly does, Bex, and thank you.
All right,
now listen up.
Don't listen to that guy.
Okay. Listen up. Hey, get up and get your hands off me. Bigfoot is real.
This is a real teacher.
Students, this is a cryptozoology school, and we take it for granted that Bigfoot is real. All right, so I don't know who he thinks, why he thinks this is subversive. He does this at the beginning of every class. What I wanted you to do
is he a staff member here?
Yes, unfortunately, yes. He's
so charismatic.
He is charismatic, yes, but he's a janitor,
all right?
Yeah, so
where is his heart on his sleeve?
He's a janitor.
He's a janitor?
Yes.
So does that mean he can't have charisma?
Look, yes, absolutely. He can have charisma.
What's
and
your problem
be a janitor
with this guy?
Both things can be true.
Lewis, please enter my office, please.
Yes, what is it, Dean?
Well, it just seems like the same thing happens every year. The janitor busts into your class and you end up drowning in your students.
How can we change it, though? How can we break the pattern?
Well, I think there's very
Dean, did you want to get in on Taco Tuesday, Dean? Put in an order real quick. Can I get you anything?
Yes.
Sorry to interrupt.
I'll take a chocolate taco, please.
Chocolate taco, order up!
How long has there been a Taco Tuesday?
As long as there have been tacos on Tuesday.
I've never been involved.
Well, Lewis, you're more than welcome to be involved. No one's hiding this from you.
I'll take a Choco Taco as well.
Now, what you need to do, Lewis, is go out into the field. Take your students out into the field. You're too stuck in the offices and the books. Be practical.
So you're saying to go to the Pacific Northwest and search for a Sasquatch myself?
Yes.
Or perhaps the Himalayas and look for a Yeti?
Yes.
Or Loch Ness to find some other creature?
Yes.
All right.
The school will fund all trips.
We're flush with the money.
Some people have been saying that janitor solved a really difficult cryptozoology problem that had been on the board for years.
Is that so?
Yes.
Janitor? Hello, janitor?
Hey, Aaron, come on. What the hell is that, man?
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. I pissed myself. I'm sorry.
What the hell, man? Who the hell? What the hell is this?
Hi. I'm Jesus a student. Christ. I'm a first-year student here.
Is this 10 a.m.? My God.
I was in class yesterday when you barged in and saying that stuff about Bigfoot.
Yeah, and he's real.
Yeah, I'm here to rip my notebook right in front of you. Oh, Captain, my Captain.
I want you to help ripping that, or?
I don't need school. I need real life experience, and you seem flush with it.
Yeah, I mean, if you're talking about real life, I am that.
Yeah.
Now, look, there's something that you can't learn in a school, all right?
Teach
and that's
me,
learning,
me.
All right?
Yes,
you really,
yes.
You want to learn?
I have a lot of money. We can go anywhere you want.
We can go. You know where I want to go?
See Bigfoot?
I want to go to the Appalachian Mountains.
Is that where Bigfoot is?
I don't know. It's where my cousin is. And he owes me $70. And buddy, I'm going to collect.
Professor? Professor?
Yes, yes. Dear God, what is it? Yes.
Oh, well, I was just, here's the real problem is I kind of am just here for the paper, just for the degree and the certification. Like, I'm pretty sure I know all this stuff already. It's just that I'm only certified for paranormal, and I feel like, you know, cryptozoology really is also beyond normal being paranormal. So do I really need to show up and attend these classes?
Look,
I can tell the other students aren't as advanced as me.
Look, this is a three-year program, and you are to attend 3 years of cryptozoology classes. Look, if you still think that they're paranormal, then you clearly have a lot of learning to do.
It's and just that let's I not have get into the semantics of
breaking down para and normal, all right?
Okay. It's just that I feel like stuck in this room, I'm not going to learn anything. I feel like the real learning takes place out in the field.
Oh, so we're supposed to go to the Pacific Northwest?
I don't know. You tell me.
The school is nowhere near.
This classroom isn't helping.
The school is nowhere near any known sighting of a Sasquatch. I do, however, have some plaster casts of some Sasquatch feet. Here. Get in there. Really. Get a sense of how large it is.
Wow, I feel like I am a Sasquatch.
Why do you feel like you're a Sasquatch?
Because I'm walking in the Sasquatch's feet. It's like walking a mile, but I mean, it's just pacing right here.
Okay, it's very fragile. Don't actually put them on your feet.
No! Oh, shit, I'm sorry.
Okay, well, listen, Bigfoot, I tell you what, I feel like we made a lot of progress in our last session.
Uh-huh.
You finally opened up about your sadness about having never actually been spotted officially. So why don't we keep going down that line?
Yeah,
what is it you're seeking?
I just want people to look at me. And again, like, you can break the patient-doctor confidentiality thing, okay? I want you to tell people I'm your patient. I want you to tell people you see me, okay? Because you see me, and I know you see me. And by not seeing me, it's like it makes me kind of spiral.
I see you. I absolutely see you. But
please don't tell people that you see me.
I just need... Can I get you some water? I just need you to take responsibility for not being seen because of your incredible abilities to hide.
But I want to be seen. It's a thing. Exactly. It's the more I try to want to be seen, the more my natural camouflage comes out.
Tell me about the... Ooh, that is some kind of smell.
Sorry.
Tell me about...
I try to hold it in. But
I have a very sensitive nose. Don't worry about it. Tell me about your last effort to be seen. Where did you come out, as it were?
I came out. I was in the Pacific Northwest.
Right, always there.
In a forest, and I walked out of the forest, and I was like, "Hey guys, I'm here." And
right, was there anyone there when you said that? Oh boy.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I just want to let you know how hard I'm trying to squeeze downstairs.
There's a little rosemary in that one.
Yeah, I ate a bush. No. Rosemary bush.
Thank you for that.
Hey, look, I mean, I'm happy to do any kind of cleaning you need, but you got to tell me what this is in the rug, because I got to know where it came from and how to clean it. You understand?
Well, you keep on telling me that. I don't know. It's animal in nature. What difference does it make what kind of animal?
Look, I got hair in here that looks like a dog. I got the size of the poop looks like a big human, right?
Sure.
I mean, what am I doing with it?
The dog is huge. So what else can I tell you?
You got a big old dog. Look, I mean, looking at the foot imprints here on the rug. Look
the
at
dog
this.
Has big feet.
Human feet?
The dog's nickname, if you want to know, Bigfoot. Happy now?
I've noticed you haven't been in class for a while. What happened to you? I thought you were really into cryptozoology, just like everybody in the class. No. I just feel like there's a few different students
Hey, stop being so weird to her, dude.
I know. You too. Just so you know, I said no, I don't see you in a romantic way, but we can still talk together as friends, okay?
I'm not pursuing that anymore. I took the note. Know, I'm just saying, you haven't been in class. You haven't been in class either.
It's weird. You walked up to my dorm room. Uh-huh. To ask me that
Hi,
question.
I'm Lois Lane. I just heard there was a breaking story. What's going on with this creep ass?
Thank you. Thank you for being honest here.
He's just really insistent, and he won't take no for an answer. But
I can spin this story that he's a drug dealer. That's what I'm going to do. He's a big old drug dealer.
No, I'm studying cryptozoology. Listen, I think if there's any story, it's that these guys have been hanging out with the creepy old janitor at the school.
He's not creepy.
I wasn't going to say it.
He's not creepy. He's very smart.
Yeah? It sounds like you guys have been brainwashed. It's that, what is that? Is Stockholm Syndrome.
Sounds like you're just really jealous about being kicked out of their like kind of core friend group, and you're just trying to burn somebody else.
That's the story.
And it sounds like you're also kind of classist. Just because as a janitor doesn't mean that he's like a creepy old guy or his things aren't smart or interesting.
It's just that I'm paying good money to go to this university, and you guys aren't even showing up.
Crying?
And it seems like I'm crying because I really care about this stuff, and you guys are getting an education. And
now, you came into my office to complain about other students not hanging out with you. Is that correct?
Yeah, you don't understand. It's not just that they don't hang out with me. It's that I can't hang out with them. You see what I'm saying?
So they're excluding you from their group.
They're learning something that's like even it's like they got a what you would call an accelerated class, and I'm not invited.
If they're in an accelerated program, it means they've earned that.
No, they didn't. They're hanging out with the janitor, and I'm stuck in the classroom looking at pictures and fake feet that I have to pay for breaking a Bigfoot. I want to be out in the field. I want to see a chupacabra.
You paid for breaking. Did you break?
I paid for it. I didn't realize. I thought.
This is an artifact, you idiot. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Take me. Take me right now. Where did, take me to where you broke it. Take me. Take me.
Okay,
take me.
I'll take you
take
to the professor. Okay, fine. Professor, I've brought the dean.
Dear God, what are you doing here?
What are you doing here? I've heard that there's something.
This is my classroom.
Yes, but this is my school.
This is my classroom.
Should we be taking notes on this?
Sorry, I'm in the middle of a class right now. What is it?
He said that something was broken, maybe an artifact of a Bigfoot, one of its feet.
Yes, a Bigfoot's big foot was broken in half.
My God.
I paid for it.
Doesn't matter if you paid for it. It's priceless, you idiot. Jeez.
It's not priceless. We valued it at about $2,000, and he paid me that amount.
Oh, he paid you?
He paid me, and I'm going to use it to take the class on a field trip. A field trip for the first time ever.
Fuck yeah!
We're going to the Appalachians.
You know that was my idea, Lewis. Piece of shit.
Yeah, Professor, you told us last week that he said he'd pay for any expedition we'd want to go on.
Yes, I did say that. and you, sir, held Taco Tuesday from me for years.
Bah. No, I did not.
Sorry,
yes, you did.
Can you spell that? I'm trying to write that down.
T-A-C-O.
Are you the professor that brought the students for the Bigfoot hunt today?
Yes, I am.
Right. So what time are your students due here, and do they have a complete understanding as to what it is we'll be doing?
They're due here at 2 p.m., 1400.
That's about 10 minutes from now. Go ahead.
That's about 10 minutes from now, yes. Mm-hmm. We parked the bus in the visitor center. And I ran ahead 10 minutes of them to talk to you.
They needed some extra time getting off the bus, did they?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, right.
They're not the sharpest.
I understand. How many of them will there be?
There are four.
I've got you written down here for
Big
six.
Bigfoot!
Uh-oh. One of them got loose.
Bigfoot!
Guys, I'm telling you, let's follow the janitor. Fuck the professor. The janitor is the real professor anyway.
I'm gonna find my cousin. I'm gonna get that $70. I'll tell you that right now.
Okay, yeah, I'm down to follow him. That sounds really good. That sounds promising. $70 from a cousin. Next up, Bigfoot.
That's what I'm saying. By the way, this is like a cool friendship. I like this.
You don't have to keep reiterating that we're friends just because. Guys, I'm not going to date anyone, okay?
Well, one of us maybe, right?
No, I want to be a nun when I'm older. I told you guys that, so I can't date now.
Well, this is remarkable. Not only are the Sasquatches just walking about, they're yelling out Bigfoot. I had made the mistake all along of thinking they were in the Pacific Northwest. Why didn't I just go to the Appalachians?
Yeah, they're kind of everywhere. You know, you just got to call out their name and they come, you know, most of them want to be seen. That's the misnomer.
It smells terrible here.
Yep, they do have a gas problem. On the reg, so you gotta have to work past that. I got a little gum you can put underneath your nostrils there.
Okay,
that'll help
good,
you
good,
smell.
Very good.
There you go.
Boarding pass, please. Big
yes.
No, not you. Passport? This giant person.
Passport? That man, that woman just slipped right in front of me. She went under my legs.
Yeah, you
can
it's
take
okay.
her. You can take her first.
Okay. Ma'am, this is yes. CVS. This is a CVS receipt.
I need to get to Thailand spot. Immediately.
It says here you bought allergy medication. I don't listen. This won't get you on the flight. I'm so sorry.
It shouldn't. But this should. I need to get to Thailand.
Put your breast away, ma'am. Put your breast away, sir, Mr. Foot. First class.
First and last name are the same. Bigfoot.
Okay, Bigfoot. Okay. Enjoy your flight.
Thank you.
Enjoy the Appalachian
what?
Area. Nothing. I thought you forgot.
How did you know that's where I was going?
Well, I mean, you're landing in this particular airport, which is near that area.
Yeah, that place. But that you said is different from that airport that I'm landing in.
I need to get to Thailand. This plane has to go to Thailand.
Ma'am, your nose is bleeding everywhere.
Well, maybe because I can't cry.
Okay, just get on the flight then. Go ahead. Just go.
Yes!
Now boarding C Group.
Solomon Grundy C Group.
Yeah, scene two. Oh, yeah.
Oh, brother.
Oh, baby. Scene three is from patron VIP Karen, who wrote, "Hey all, I have a suggestion for a scene. The executive board meeting of a Robert's Rules of Order club. And if you can find an opportunity to bring up hash browns, you get double points. Thanks for continuing to make me laugh out loud at inappropriate times. Karen."
No, I mean, I think in general...
call to order?
Any kind of sighting you put in the house.
Meeting that must call to order?
Because it's always, you don't know.
I'm sorry, I get it. Yeah, come on. I know. You're going to get both of us in trouble.
I know, I'm just saying. Insulation is not really...
Write it on a piece of paper.
I'm going to write everything I'm saying.
Sorry to interrupt your private meeting back there. Tim, do you want to start with last week's minutes?
Okay, I'll start with last week's minutes. Honestly, some of my minutes are a little
just
bit
insulating. It is.
Some of my minutes are a little bit scattered.
Shut up! I'm trying to listen to Tim's minutes. It's my favorite part of the meeting.
Okay. I'm just saying. Write
it down.
I'm gonna write this.
I hate to be a tattletale, but he keeps talking through all the meetings, and I can't pay attention. And my minutes from this that I'm supposed to read from last week are not good. They're not thorough.
I acknowledge that, Tim. Thank you. Steve, did you have something you wanted to say to everyone or just to Lois?
Not at all.
Okay, thanks. All right, well, that's it for old business. We'll move on to new business.
So it's a certain kind of insulation.
Shut
I don't mean to be a tattletale, but he's doing it right now. He's Steve, doing it right now, Robert.
I hear you, Tim. Steve, what the complete and total fuck, man? What's going on?
Nothing. I bow
okay.
up.
Okay, my mistake. All right, so for new business, I believe, Carl, you wanted to bring something to the group's understanding. Is that right, Carl?
Yes, point of order.
Yep,
well,
point of order.
It's not foam, right? It's not foam that you're looking for. It's a certain kind of insulation that's a little thicker.
I don't need to buy your insulation. I don't care that you're starting your own business. I'm not interested, okay? So just stop.
Shh, quiet. Okay.
Rising and addressing the chair.
Rising and addressing.
But I'm just saying, if you know anyone who's looking.
Stating the motion.
For insulation. That might be something that, you know.
Motion,
people,
carry.
No.
People do, yes. People
motion
do.
I know you, but not anyone that
seats?
I know.
Can I switch seats? Because I can't sit between these two right now. Can I sit next to you? Robert, can I sit next to you? Do you mind if I move my chair? Yeah, I'm going to take no answer as yes.
Seems like, sure.
What,
seems like Robert
gonna,
doesn't give a shit.
What the
Robert,
fuck? I don't
I
give a
say,
fuck.
I
want
to say Robert has been listening to podcasts this whole time. He has headphones
true.
On.
That's not true.
He has headphones not, on, and he's like laughing and listening to podcasts during the meeting.
Do you know? All right. I'll be serious here for a second. Do you know how funny and yet personal David Sedaris can be as a storyteller?
Yeah,
and
I love
just
him.
You know anyone in your neighborhood.
Shut up. Please stop talking to me. What can I do to make you stop?
I'm going to go back to point of order and see if I can get a second before we hear any more about David Sedaris. Maybe we'll put table that under new business.
Okay, but, fill me
can
in.
I get
fill
a second on a point of order?
Second.
Second, thank you.
Second.
All right, point of order. You have the floor.
I'll go. Sorry. I thought you just wanted to vote on it, so I was seconding it. I don't have anything prepared.
All in favor of point of order, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All against?
Aye.
A point of order, Robert. He voted. These are your rules, Robert.
Right.
We're doing this because of you.
Thank you. Thank you. And we'll get through it as quickly as we
winter's
can.
Winter's going to be coming soon, and it's easier to get in now. Because once winter hits, no one's going to be able to get in there.
I already have it insulated. I already have it done. I don't need your help.
Your neighbors, your family, your friends.
They don't need it. You're so annoying. Maybe I would have considered it in the beginning, but now since you've been so annoying.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. I didn't hear what the question was.
Those opposed.
Aye.
No, those opposed say no.
Aye.
No. I'm going to resign. I have to resign my position on the board. I'm taking this name tag.
Is that a point
off.
Of order?
Hey, babe, how's your day? You're home early.
It wasn't good.
What? Come here. Let me give you a massage. Sit down. Come here.
Thank you.
Talk to me.
Well, I resigned. I resigned today. I couldn't concentrate and I couldn't give the board what they deserved.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
You're just so
you
sexy.
Are really going at my foot right now.
So what were you saying?
I had to give up my position of the board, which probably goes along with it. Ow, you're hurting my foot.
Oh, come here. Let me kissy.
No, you've been touching your lips to my foot. I don't want to kiss you.
I haven't been drinking.
I didn't even say that, but you smell like booze.
What did you say?
I said I resigned today and we're not going to have benefits.
When you're gone all day, I drink all day.
Oh my God. I should probably go back to the board meeting. I think I.
Hey, buddy. How are you, man? Long time no see. The board's been going nuts since you've been gone. But I'm totally happy to look over your application. Long. We've been doing insulation for a couple houses now. A little side hustle of mine, all that. I know you, right? So that shouldn't be too hard to kind of get.
Well, I didn't want to get involved with the side hustle. I want to get back on the board. I made a mistake resigning.
Well, if you want to get back on the board, I'm going to have to take a look at your resume, and you're probably going to have to take a job as one of my installers.
I was a board member for 7 years. I sat next to you. You know my resume because 7 years of it was being a partner with you.
Yeah, well, guess what? You shat all that around the corner when you resigned, okay? Don't fuck with me. I know you need this shit.
I do need this.
Listen to me right now. I'm not scared of you anymore. You understand?
Well, apparently, yes, I understand. What do I need to do?
You want to do something? You need to go out there. You need to door knock, okay? And you need to find out who needs installs of insulation. All right,
get me back on the board, and I'll ask people if they need insulation.
No. Don't fuck me, okay? You go out there now when you do that. And when I see that you're an earner.
Yeah, I think I'm good. I get the insulation done a couple of years ago, so.
Okay. I should come inside and check your insulation.
No, you shouldn't.
Because if it's a couple years old, some of that just like it's fiberglass, so it just like kind of crumbles. Is there somebody that's calling for help in your apartment?
I don't know. Let's listen for a second, see if there is. I don't hear anything. Okay. So there. I mean, even though I'm talking, there's.
Actually,
now there was a pause. There was a pause, and I didn't hear anything. So,
I just give it a couple seconds. What?
Okay, I'm giving it a couple seconds.
No,
I'm really
you're
not hearing.
Over. I'm gonna have to.
Anyway,
I'm gonna have to come into your.
Thank you for coming. Hey,
I'm gonna have to come into your. Let me in here. If there's somebody that needs help, call out now. Okay, I was wrong.
What are you, a psychic?
I'm not psychic. I hear something, and it's despite the fact that you've got heavy insulation, I'm hearing muffled cries for help.
I got really heavy insulation. So
I heard
I'm
that
set.
Fart too.
I'm
somebody's set. In here.
That was me. That
somebody
the fart was me.
That was not you.
I ate a rosemary bush.
Okay, fair. That might have been you, but it sounded like it came from
who?
From over there.
I don't think I need insulation. I think everything's fine in my apartment. Why?
Well, because you're on my cold call list of people that perhaps need insulation. Why don't I come in and check your walls to see if they feel warm or cold?
Okay, I guess it's going to take you a while since you called me. Sure, just come on over.
Actually, good news for you, I've pulled up out front. I'll just come out of my van.
Such good news. Come on in. Sorry for the mess. Okay. Sorry for the mess.
This looks like you're a hoarder. I'm sorry. I'm not judging.
No, I'm not a hoarder. These newspapers are where I work. These are all the newspaper articles I wrote, okay? So just take a second to kind of go through that.
Well, they are pretty crumpled up all over the
floor. Oh, my God. Here's Shark. Oh, my God. I almost forgot about Shark's body. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. This is disgusting. Oh, my God.
To get rid of this. Superman. Superman, come help me,
Miss Lane. There is a dead body on your floor. We've got to call. I guess the cops.
I'm trying to call Superman. You fucking idiot! We used to date, you stupid fuck. Oh my God!
Superman hasn't been around in a long, long time. He's not coming for this. Okay, we got to call the authorities.
Oh my God! Oh, you have to do
911. What's your emergency?
There's a dead body in Miss Lane's.
I'll buy a new insulation. I'll buy a new insulation. We'll put Shark inside the insulation. Okay.
Actually, my mistake. Bye bye. Okay. I got that. I heard that.
Oh my God.
I just need you to sign this here.
Larry?
Yo, what's up? What's up?
What are you fucking jacking off or whatever? What's up, dude?
Yeah, I actually was, and you just ruined it. I was just about to, you know, the grand finale.
Oh, hell yeah. Listen, we got a weird call.
What do you mean, hell yeah?
I think you should head over to Lane's house.
Now?
Yeah, I mean, we got a weird call and then somebody hung up, but all they said was Lane, but there's only one Lane in this area, right? It's got to be Lois. She's a fucking wreck.
Fine. I put my hog in my pants. I'm on my way.
All right. I sold some insulation. Let me back in that board meeting.
Point of order.
I sold some insulation. I hear that it's going on right now. Yeah, Let me in there.
All in favor?
No.
They're voting right now. Look,
those opposed.
Pretty one day.
Let me see this. Okay, that looks pretty legit. Okay. You know what? Not too bad. You're a pretty good earner. You're a pretty good fucking earner.
Thank you.
You know what? Maybe I'll do this one more. The final piece de resistance, if you will.
What?
I need you to get the ultimate grab. I need you to find me a biggie footy.
They don't even exist. You're making impossible tasks for me.
If you can't do this, then I guess you shouldn't be on the board.
Fine. I'll find a Bigfoot.
A biggie footy.
Oh, I guess I'm not even familiar.
Good luck. I gotta get back in that board meeting.
Guys!
Baby, what are you doing home? Why are you packing?
Listen, I'm trying to go back to the job because this is like you are a spiraling mess right here. And I'm clearly the only thing keeping us afloat.
My friend's
coming over. I need
a biggie
footy. Huh?
What?
What did you say?
What did you say? Sounds weirder than what I said.
I said I need a biggie footy.
I said my friend
Lois
is coming
over. Did you say that you have
a
friend coming over?
Oh, yeah, Lois.
That's a woman.
What's the big deal? Who's a biggie footy?
Well, a biggie footy, I believe, is probably some sort of a genetic similarity between Bigfoot, Sasquatch, Yeti type thing.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
No, I haven't been okay for a long time. Like you said, I'm spiraling, baby.
Could you get the yellow pages out? I need to call somebody.
Of course.
About cryptozoology.
You don't want to use Bing?
That search engine is busted. It's broken. It never worked in the first place.
Okay.
Yellow pages is how I do all my searches.
Okay. Hey, when Lois comes, will you leave?
I guess so. It's
thank you, baby.
Odd. All right. Okay.
How you doing, Bigfoot Company? How you doing? How can I help you?
Hi, I was wondering if you are familiar. You were the first thing that came up with in the area. Are you? Can you confirm Biggie Footy the same as Bigfoot?
Order up.
Hold on a second. All right, get that order.
I'm sorry. Is this a footlong hot dog place or is this a cryptozoology place?
It's a footlong hot dog place, buddy. Right?
Okay. I've clearly made the wrong call. I need to call somebody else. Thank you for your time.
Larry, where are you, man?
Sorry, I put my hog back in my pants and that turned me on all over again, so I started from the beginning.
Larry, you gotta get over to Lane's house. She's gonna be in trouble.
Still? I thought by the time I'd be done with this, they had it sorted out.
I mean, maybe so, or maybe she's got a dead body in her place. We don't know. Go check it out.
Fine, I'm on my way.
We're friends.
But I don't know if we're friends if you have to keep signing off every time by saying we're friends.
Okay, friend.
Okay, acquaintance.
Bigfoot Tile, how can I help you?
Hi. I'm wondering if you could, this might be a stretch, but could you confirm that Biggie Footy is the same as Bigfoot in reference to the cryptozoologic creature?
Hold on one sec. Is that order up?
Order up! I'm so sorry. Is this what kind of transaction are you making over there?
We make tiles for footlong hot dogs. Lois, you're here. Come on in. You know my husband. He's on a business call.
How are you?
Come here. I want to show you something. Come here.
Wait a second. I know your husband.
Yeah.
You fucking extorted my ass.
What?
Bing bong.
He fucking made me pay. All this goddamn money so for fucking installation.
Bing bong.
Larry, where you at?
I'm outside the fucking door. No one's answering the door. And now that made me horny, so I'm jerking off again on their front stoop. Now I hope no one comes out. I'm going to hide
in the
bush.
What the hell is going on? Looks like that cop is just rubbing on his junk. What the fuck is going on?
I don't think they can see me.
Lois, what the hell is this story? I give you a year to work on this expose of the insulation biz.
It's crazy. It goes deeper than I fucking thought. I'm going to need $60 billion.
No. And I gave you a year. You wrote me like a paragraph of scribblings here.
I'm going to need several passports, all of them with different faces and different names. I'm going to need to burrow deep, deep underground so I can live with the Brogers.
Lois, you're fired. Okay, try the Bugle.
What?
Try the Bugle. Try Jameson. You're not welcome here anymore. Great season, Ghost.
Perry, what the fuck? Perry, are you serious?
Look, crime was rampant for a while, but ever since those bad guys got health care, they've been in a good mood. You know, they're working together with Superman. You know, there's just not as much.
Don't you bring him up? You bring his name up.
Well, I'm sorry, Lois, but, I mean, he was the one superhero we had in Metropolis.
He was Clark Kent, okay? Is that the story you want? Superman was fucking
what?
Clark Kent. Yes, he was. Fuck, who cares?
Superman? No.
Yes.
No. Look, I just hired this new reporter. He's wearing a pair of horn-rimmed glasses over another pair of horn-rimmed glasses. His name is Clark Kent. And you're going to be working together with him on some of these local stories, all right?
I'm rehired.
Clark, say hi to Lois.
Yes.
Yeah, you're rehired. You're rehired.
Lois, fine. Is it? Hello,
hi.
Lois.
Clark?
That's right. Clark.
Clark?
How do you see through both of those pairs of glasses?
It takes some adjusting. Nice to meet you. Is it Lewis?
It's Lois. Lois Lane.
Oh, my God. You're so beautiful.
I'll give you guys
thoughts in your eyes.
I don't know if I'm going to have time to have a relationship. I just got rehired and I need to focus on my work.
I'm very fast.
What was that?
Nothing.
Okay. Perry, I got a new story. I need your help with, please.
Uh-huh. Where do you got to go this time, Lois?
Well, I'm going to have to go to Atlantis. So I need several submarines.
Atlanta? That's good. It's a Delta hub.
Atlantis.
Oh, no, no.
Excuse me, Perry. There's a gentleman here. He says he has an appointment with you. His name's Bigfoot
First name Bigfoot, last name Bigfoot. It seems strange, but he's here. He says he wants to talk to you.
Is he a Biggie Footy?
I mean, from what I can tell, yeah.
Just a Bigfoot.
I don't know. Should I send him in?
Speaking of which, I want a Biggie Footy for lunch. Yes, yes. Send him in.
Okay. Yeah, I'll make that quarter. Sir, or whatever, ma'am, you can come on this way.
Yeah, both are right. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I just thought you'd be interested to see me.
Great Caesar's ghost. What is that smell?
I'm so sorry. I'm vegetable intolerant, and I've been eating a lot of vegetables, kind of shrubs. It's all I can find, and so stuff just rockets out of my ass, and I try to hold it in.
Okay, look.
Do you want a picture? Do you want to put it? No, I'm just a Bigfoot. I'm not a Bigfoot. Biggie Footy.
Okay, I can see that now. You're not a Biggie Footy. But are you pitching a story for me? Or you want a job?
No, I thought I would be the story. I thought.
All right, you son of a bitch. I've brought you a Biggie Footy, which turns out to just be a foot-long hot dog, you asshole. Let me in the board meeting and enjoy.
Well, you finally did it. But to let you in, they got a vote on it.
Now we got a vote on the floor whether or not to let in what's the name here? I can't read this.
I was in there for 7 years.
Oh, shit. Sorry, Tim. Whether to let Tim back in the meeting. I thought it said Jim.
So I ran an installation in favor with him when he was
Shut up. If you keep talking to me about this, I'm going to lose my fucking mind. I do not want that.
All in favor?
It's a big earner for me.
No.
Shut up.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Aye. No.
Motion carries.
Look at that.
Oh, thank
Welcome back,
God.
Tim.
Oh, thank God. I made a mistake resigning.
The mistake might have been ours. Sorry about that, Tim. Welcome back. All right. Any other new business before we call it a day?
Nope.
I think David Sedaris is like.
If you get anywhere in the neighborhood,
well, no.
Shut up. Shut up. I don't want to buy insulation. You sent Tim to my house.
It's not just funny.
I don't care about podcasts either. Guys, shut up. I'm trying to pay attention. I have no idea what we do in this industry because you guys have been talking to me the whole time, the whole 10 years I've been doing this.
Calypso.
What?
All right, so all in favor of reading the Sedaris new book, say aye.
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 All opposed?
No.
The ayes have it. We'll be reading the new Sedaris book. Thank you for bringing that to our attention.
That's right. Lunch.
Lunch.
We're
one
just
week.
A club, lunch. Right? We're just a club.
That's our show for today. We seem like so much more than a club. I want to thank all of our alchemists, starting with Caroline Cotter, who we can't wait to hear about from the road as she travels across this once great country of ours.
Mm-hmm.
Caroline, good luck out there, damn it.
Thank you. Thanks, I guess.
Yep, can't wait. Please keep us abreast.
I will.
All respect.
Yep.
All right, appreciate it. And Craig, you'll be sending over a couple of helpful hints for Caroline, I trust.
Yeah, no fish or dairy-based products, I think, should be driving across a desert.
Again, that's not what I meant by you'll send over, but thank you for that. Chris Alvarado, thank you so much, buddy. Great to see you.
Great to be seen.
Please take care of yourself and your family.
I'll try.
James Heaney?
Thanks for everything, really. And also thanks, Boat Games, who has said that... we have I'm now going to advertise for another podcast. Love this show.
Review?
After years of listening to Paul F. Tompkins, it's great to see another improv group that performs at the same caliber. All hail Dynasty Typewriter. Next time in LA after this crap is over, I'm going to be a point to see. It's going to be a point to see a live show. Keep up the great work, Roman C.
Thank you, Roman.
Thank you, Roman.
Written about a year ago, I take it.
No, just a couple days ago.
Okay.
I don't know why. Maybe they're catching up on older episodes, which is why they're saying all hail Dynasty Typewriter. I don't know.
Ah, lovely. Well, that's helpful. Joey Greer, thank you as well.
Thank you.
And please thank also you. Send over any helpful hints to Caroline. I know you've driven across this great land of ours several times.
I will say this was given to me a little nugget of info, which is as you're traveling, you're looking for places to stay, like look at Airbnb, mm-hmm. like little spots along the way. And so if you don't want to do hotels and see the places that have been vacant for like maybe like a week or two before you get there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know,
little spots. Again, this is not what I meant. Sorry, Caroline, that's when I asked the alchemist to send over information.
That you meant right now, right? Send it over right now.
Just blurt it out.
Send it.
Send it, dude.
Send it.
And if you have any helpful hints for Caroline along her way, please write to us at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's your name here at alchemythis.com. Let's thank our producer and engineer of the stars, Mr. Doug Bean. The fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, reminding you to please wear a mask when you go outside and be kind to each other. Damn it. Until next time.
Hi, Alchemist.